This week's parsha begins with the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. The pasuk says, "Bahaloischa es aneros." The Torah uses an interesting expression, "Bahaloischa," which means to rise up and to elevate. Why didn't the Torah use the more conventional term, "Lahadlik," which means to light? We know each word in the Torah is precise. So what does the word "Bahaloischa" imply? So Rashi takes note of this strange expression, and he offers up two explanations, both which on the surface are not very compelling. The reason the Torah uses the word "Bahaloischa," says Rashi, we learn from here that when the Kohen lit the menorah, he had to light the wicks, at shetehei shel heves oile me'aleha. He had to ensure that the flame is strong enough to continue to burn on its own. Another reason for "Bahaloischa," says Rashi, "Bahaloischa," that there was a step in front of the menorah that the Kohen would stand up on while lighting the menorah. At first glance, these are two seemingly inconsequential minor details about the menorah. And for that, the Torah had to change from the literal interpretation. So what's the deeper message behind the word "Bahaloischa"? So I'd like to share with you an idea from Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He says, Rashi's two explanations is really one explanation and a tremendous fundamental lesson in chinuch. And the message is, the key to be successful at chinuch, either as a leader or as a parent or as a teacher, you must be a salesman and not a policeman. Some people's model of chinuch is, do it because I said so, my way or the highway. But what happens is, when the parent is not around, or when the school year ends, that lesson is lost. They're only doing it because you are policing them. Says Rashi, kindle them, inspire them, until shall have as oile me'aleha. Give them the proper chinuch and guidance until they will realize that they want to do so from their own intellect, out of their own volition, and not because you are commanding them to do so. Appeal to their senses. Explain it to them. It is beneficial for you to conduct yourself in this manner. Only then will that message endure. Not only will it last, they will even pass it down to their children as well. And how is that accomplished, says Rashi? By being a positive role model. Shemala hoisa lifnei ha-menorah. Step up on a pedestal, stand on a platform and show them the way. Lead by example. Model for your children how to conduct themselves. Lead the way. Tell them, follow me and emulate my actions. There's a great line from the famous 19th century poet and author and philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, what you do speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you're saying. Your actions are overpowering your words. If your actions are in dissonance with your words, your message will not resonate. Now perhaps you understand why the Torah uses the word "Bahaloischa." Bahaloischa es aneros. How do we elevate those neros? Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. How do we inspire those young precious souls? How can we be a menorah? How do we have the ability to illuminate and motivate others? El mul panei ha-menorah. Make sure that all the neros, all those neshamas, are angled towards the mul, towards the middle. They should all look at the mul. They should all look at you. You, the parent, be their guide. The one in the middle, the person on the pedestal, you are the prototype, the model, the paradigm. Lead by example. El mul panei ha-menorah, yeiru shivas aneros. The mul will illuminate all the other neshamas. There's an interesting halacha in the construction of the Mishkan. Of all the equipment to be built, the shulchan, the mizbeach, the aron, and the other utensils, only the menorah was required that it be constructed out of one single piece. So let's think about this. The menorah was an elaborate structure, comprised of many shapes and forms and nuanced designs. This was a very difficult task, as is. The construction of the menorah was extremely complex. So why does the Torah demand that it be hammered out of one single piece of gold? Why not construct the menorah from separate pieces of metal and then weld them together? What is the deeper message behind this? And perhaps it is this idea that we just said. The Torah is conveying a profound lesson. If you ever want to become a menorah, you want to be a source of light to others, you must ensure that you are made out of one piece. If you talk the part, you must act the part as well. You can't be a hypocrite. The kids pick up on it, and all your teachings will not resonate. If you want to be an effective parent, you cannot afford to be conflicted. Your children need to know who you are and what you stand for. You have to have a unifying message. Granted, a menorah made out of one piece is much more difficult to create. It's much easier to take shortcuts and construct a menorah with many parts. However, something that is constructed out of one piece is much sturdier and will last for a long time into the future. And the message is, raising quality children with Torah values is not easy. It demands a tremendous amount of patience and energy and effort. But if done the right way, the results will endure for all eternity. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.